Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder, got Tomas at the network. And we're live across America and around the world, crntalk.com. Hey, when next we meet, Alan Gottlieb, he's chairman of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and going to be looking at a gun control bill, one of the first in 25 years. Robin Vitston, director of We the People Rising, and her latest update. And then Kelly Nelson, our world-famous researcher, comes up with her latest, should pro-lifers support the heartbeat bills? And now, without further delay, the one and only, Alex Newman. He's a regular contributor to The New American. And Alex has co-authored the book, Crimes of the Educators, How Utopians Are Using Government Schools to Destroy America's Children. He earned a bachelor's degree in journalism from the University of Florida. He's been working for The New American as a freelance journalist, also owns a consulting firm. His frequent topics include economics, education, finance, banking, business, politics. You see, Alex grew up in Latin America, Europe, and Africa, which gives him a unique insight into world events, which makes him a great guest. And, hey, welcome back, Alex. How are you doing? Okay, I don't hear any.
I'm great. I'm sorry, Chuck. I had my phone on mute, but thank you so much for having me. It's great to be with you.
Hey, fantastic. You know, you were here a while back, and we were mentioning that the New American magazine, they came out with a complete edition, mostly the complete edition, about education in our schools. And when Alex was last here, we discussed one of them that he wrote, Rescuing Our American Children, an overview. And today we're going to talk about government schools are sexualizing, perverting, and confusing children. First off, let's talk about this. How many stories are there actually about the subject we're talking about in this edition of the magazine?
Yeah, well, the entire issue of the magazine is actually dedicated to this topic of education and the broader implications. So we have about 10 complete investigative articles. I wrote or co-wrote most of them. The other primary authors were Dr. Duke Pesta, who's a professor at the University of Wisconsin, and he runs the Freedom Project Academy. It's an online Christian K-12 school, fully accredited. And then Israel Wayne, who's the leader of Family Renewal Ministries and a nationally recognized leader in the homeschool movement.
Yes.
So we kind of worked as a team on this.
Well, in fact, Israel Wayne had the case for Christian education. That was one he did, and then benefits of homeschooling. And then the other gentleman you mentioned, Pesta, his was Freedom Project Academy, what we offer. And then the last word was get them out. And that was sort of a co-worker there with you and Pesta, right? Did that one. So
that's kind of our overall conclusion. You know, after outlining our case and providing solutions, we just kind of summarize it all, and it all boils down to parents. You need to protect your children, and even if you don't have children in the system, you know, you need to get involved in this fight, because it's not just the kids who depend on this. It's our future, our freedom, our country, our churches. It all hinges on this fight. And so, you know, we need pastors out there warning their congregations. We need rabbis warning their people. We need teachers speaking out. We need grandparents helping their children to get their grandchildren out of the system. We need a kind of a Dunkirk operation where everybody gets involved and does their part, because this is a national crisis that threatens our national survival.
Well, let me, I'm going to give you listeners some of the other articles that Alex wrote in this magazine, and that we're not going to get to, because I'm telling you, it takes the complete show to get into this thing in depth. But there's one called Insanity in the Classroom, Government Schools Today. Then there's the From Education Excellence to Mediocracy, Education's Future, Globalization of the Indoctrination. Boy, that sounds like a song title. It could be a hit. Globalization of Indoctrination. But as I mentioned before, we're going to talk about government schools are sexualizing, perverting, and confusing children. And, you know, if you want to read all of them, all right, or if you're in an organization and wants to pass them around, what you need to do is go to the New American Magazine, all right? And normally it's, let me check real quick, thenewamerican.com, and then I think there's a link. You go there and you see the magazine. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, we have a banner ad across the, just right underneath all of our main articles. If people click there, they can order. You know, you can get a, with a special discount code, it's EDUCATE19. We can waive the shipping and handling on the first copy. And then what we're hoping is that as people read this and realize how important it is, they'll go back and order 100. We've had several people now order 1,000.
Wow.
And they've also, they're going to go back and get more. So, you know, we want to distribute 1 million copies of this to everybody in America, hopefully. So.
Yeah. And remember the promo code EDUCATE19. I don't think you'll have trouble with 19, but if you're having trouble spelling EDUCATE, usually if you Google it or DuckDuckGo, you know, it'll correct your spelling for you there if you need to. But this may not have to do with spelling, what we're going to talk about today, because Alex says that, you know, simply put, public schools are pushing the latest politically correct gender-bending dogma on kids to normalize abhorrent sex practices and abandon morals. And guess what? It's working. Now, we're going to go to Land O' Lakes. Is that right? Land of Lakes or Land O' Lakes? Anyway, you'd think it had to be Land of Lakes. Do they not know how to spell of?
They might have been victims of government school check.
But it's Casco Middle School, CHASCO. And I'll let Alex take it away, because there's a little story that happened there that kind of gives you an indication of what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, and you know, when I first found out about this, I thought that has got to be fake news, and it turns out it wasn't fake news. So what happened is this school and many, many other schools across the country implemented this policy. It's a transgender policy where simply claiming to have been born in the wrong body and feeling like the other gender is enough to get you into the other gender's bathrooms, locker rooms, showers, and so on. So they had a girl at this school who fancied herself a boy and wanted to change in the boys' locker room and shower in the boys' locker room and all this. And so one day, out of the blue, the boys are in there, you know, changing, getting ready for PE, and suddenly a girl pops in. And they're like, oh, my goodness. Yeah, they ran to go get their teacher. What do we do? What do we do? And the teacher literally could not say anything. He had been ordered by school administrators not to say a peep. Of course, he was actually required to go in there and supervise all of this, but he refused, naturally. He said in official documents, he said, you know, I'm not going to put myself in a position where I'm going to see a naked underage girl. Sorry, that's crazy. You know, we used to arrest people who did those kinds of things. And so the school freaked out and started threatening his job. They started threatening to take his teaching credential because he would not go watch a little girl undress and shower in the nude. And now this is becoming routine across America. A boy or a man can go into the women's shower room, locker room, if he says he's a transgender, and the opposite is also true. So this is now happening nationwide, but this was an incredibly egregious example and is now the subject of an ongoing dispute.
Do you think he had advance warning and they said, all right, listen, the little girl's going to come into the little boy's locker room, and I'm just going to give you a heads up. There's nothing you can do about it.
That's what happened.
I'm sorry?
Yep. That's exactly what happened, Chuck. And they told the PE teacher, you cannot do anything about it. You can't object to it. You can't even tell the students anything because that would be discriminatory. You can't warn. They actually told him he couldn't warn the male students that a girl was going to be coming in there because that would imply that there was something different about the girls than the boys. And, you know, we all know there is something different, but the school said it would be discrimination if he were to warn the boys that a girl was on the way in.
You know, when I read this, Alex, I think, because I go back, all right, when I was in schools, it was like the 60s, all right? And there may have been the guys that would say, wow, you know, if a girl came in here half naked, boy, that'd be something, you know. Wow, wouldn't that? We'd be talking about that forever, right? And I'm thinking if it was turned around the other way, all right, all of a sudden there's one boy that claims, you know, he feels like he's the girl, and he comes into the girl's dressing room, and as you say, when she came in there, she literally caught him with their pants down, okay? Wouldn't there be a bigger uproar, or has it gotten so bad that there wouldn't be that big of an uproar if it was reversed? The girl came Wait a minute. The boy came into the girls' room. Yeah. Wouldn't there be a bigger uproar, you think? Or have we lost that protection for the female body?
Well, you know, I think among parents, there would be an uproar. The thing is, the schools are trying to keep this all under the radar. They're specifically telling teachers not to warn parents that girls are now going into the boys' restrooms and lockers and showers and vice versa. So they're trying to keep this hidden from the parents. You know, the children are being brainwashed in the schools to think that it's perfectly normal for, you know, a boy or a girl confused about their gender to just pop right into the girl's shower or the boy's shower. So the children are being indoctrinated to accept this and to think that it's perfectly normal, and the parents are being kept in the dark. And so I think that's, and of course the news media is, you know, very dutifully concealing what's going on from the public. You know, ideologically they seem to be on board with this. The new buzzword, discrimination, well, we don't want to discriminate, so they don't want to say anything about it. So most Americans have no idea that this is going on at the scale that it's going on at. And I think that's why we haven't seen a bigger uproar. So that's one of the things we wanted to show with this article, is how bad it has gotten already and where this is all going.
And what was the general age of these boys in the locker room?
These were middle school students, but this is happening down to the elementary level and up to the high school level. It's happening now in colleges. You now have grown men going into, you know, locker rooms and shower rooms and little girls, as long as the grown man says he feels like a woman that day, maybe puts on a goofy wig or something, and suddenly he can just walk right into the girls' bathroom. This is where we are today as a society. This is where our government schools are.
So apparently because this teacher did not act like he was a robot, you say his life was turned upside down, and in the Office of Employee Relations Director, Kathleen Ann Skaliski, she said in an email, firing the PE teacher sends a message that we will not tolerate his behavior.
Think about this, Chuck. Just a few years ago, we would have arrested some man who tried to watch an underage girl changing or showering. I mean, we would have put that person in jail. You know, we used to call them peeping toms, right? I mean, it was a crime. And now they're mandating that this poor guy sit in there and watch an underage girl change and shower. It's unbelievable.
And you know what, I tell you, if you go on, you know, the school district lawyer threatened the teacher. He said, this might cost your job. Even more serious, your teacher certificate might be taken from you to where you can no longer teach. There goes my, you know, Nazi accent coming in there, but that's what it sounds like. And it turns out the girl in question is what is known as transgender because she claims to believe that she is a boy in a girl's body. And as Alex says, the American College of Pediatricians is labeled as child abuse, the encouraging of children to believe chemical and surgical impersonation of the opposite sex is normal. And boy, I'm telling you, talking about when you get into chemical, surgical, this is, I bet, stuff that the average American hasn't even heard about. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to continue more, and we are talking about this particular article in the magazine, Government Schools Are Sexualizing, Perverting, and Confusing Children, and an article written by Alex Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N, and Alex is co-author of the book, Crimes of the Educators, How Utopians Are Using Government Schools to Destroy America's Children. We'll be right back.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of two neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Kaanapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Kaanapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles. Ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with my guest Alex Newman, and the website thenewamerican.com, and discussing articles from the New American magazine. And always a pleasure to have you here. You know, the American College of Pediatricians has labeled as child abuse the encouragement of children to believe that chemical and surgical impersonation of the opposite sex is normal. And it's interesting, and I think these are your words, Alex. In more normal times, it would have been obvious to everyone that a young girl was confused in need of a psychological or spiritual assistant. Did you say that, or was that still coming from the pediatricians?
No, that's me speaking, and I think it's almost self-evident. You know, even 10 years ago, if a little boy or a little girl said, Mommy, Daddy, I think I was born in the wrong body, we'd say, no, sweetie, obviously you weren't born in the wrong body. Just like, you know, how I think the most appropriate analogy here is to just think of a girl who has, bulimia or anorexia or something, a girl who, even though she's thin as bones, says, oh, my goodness, I'm so fat. What would you think of a person who said, hey, you ought to go get some liposuction to deal with your issue? I mean, you would think that was criminal. That was just outrageous. It would be child abuse. And yet you have the exact same thing here, only in a more extreme version. You're telling a confused little child that if they go and mutilate their genitals, somehow that their body is going to match their gender identity. It's absolutely ludicrous. You know, your chromosomes determine whether you're a boy or a girl, not whether you've mutilated your genitals. And yet here you have government schools in America encouraging children to do precisely that, to take hardcore drugs, puberty blockers, and then go castrate themselves or mutilate themselves, thinking that this is going to make them into the other gender. It's absolutely disgusting, and I think everybody would have recognized this even just a few years ago, and yet now we're told that there's something wrong with pointing out that obvious fact.
Yeah, because now it's not in the normal times, you see. yeah, very obvious. And the disturbing thing, listener, is, and Alex and I have talked about it before, is that, see, you're not going to hear about it if you're the parent. You know, they don't notify you that, hey, she thinks she needs some chemical therapy, which we've been pushing on the students here. Where do you think they got the idea that you could have all this, you know, chemical, surgical operations done? You know, it's being taught in the schools, and the parents do not have to know about it, correct?
In fact, the schools are deliberately telling counselors and teachers not to tell parents about it. So if the kid comes to school in the morning as a boy and then, you know, puts on a dress and demands that people call him Molly or Sally or something like that, the schools and the teachers are being told, do not tell this kid's parents without the kid's permission, because the parents may not be accepting of the transgenderism or whatever. You now have a situation in some Western countries, like in Canada and parts of Northern and Western Europe, where the government is actually kidnapping children from their parents if the parents don't agree that the child should have their genitals chopped off or something like that. And that's where this is all heading, ultimately, Chuck.
So it hadn't got to the case yet that if the parent raises holy hell, that the parents are going to be locked up, right? So far.
Well, there was a case in Ohio where the judge ruled that the parents would lose custody of their daughter.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Support her transition to, quote-unquote, becoming a man, which is, again, this is totally ludicrous, right? Mutilating your genitals does not make you into the opposite sex. It just makes you your body mutilated. But, but yeah, that's where this is heading, Chuck.
Yeah, and I tell you, listener, if you don't believe this, read the article in the magazine or read the book, Crimes of the Educators, How Utopians Are Using Government Schools to Destroy America's Children. And Alex and I have talked about it. It was a plan that went into effect a long, long, long time ago. How do you take over? How do you take over a country if you can indoctrinate the children who somehow or the other seem to grow up, whether they think they're a boy or a girl, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're out there voting. They're out there making the laws. You're in a heap of trouble, somebody once said. You know, and we're going to come up on this bottom of the hour break, but Alex says in today's government school, simply claiming to be the other gender is enough to get a boy into the girls' bathroom, showers, locker room, and more. And worse, a confused child may even be encouraged by school officials to take these hormones, mutilate his or her genitals, with the gender reassignment surgery. Oh, my goodness. You'd think it would never happen, right? Anywhere, actually. Nowhere. Well, okay. More of this cheerful news coming from Alex Newman right after the break. He is co-author of the book Crimes of the Educators, and this is from the New American Magazine, and it's Government Schools Are Sexualizing, Perverting, and Confusing Children. TheNewAmerican.com. We'll be right back.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. It's word of the green time. Now, we might not know how many quarts make a gallon, but that's not the case when it comes to pints. Ah, here's to you, and here's to me. May we never disagree, and if we do, the heck with you, and here's to me. There's no better place to celebrate St. Patty's than at Columbo's. After all, it was Aldo Colombo who discovered Ireland years ago on his way to Eagle Rock. Jazz every night, great Italian specialties, the world's greatest meatballs that'll have you singing Turandura, the freshest fish, and yummy steaks. Great service and all so affordable. Happy St. Patty's at Good Times Central, Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, Faith and Begorra.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-716-9903. 800-716-9903. 800-716-9903. That's 800-716-9903.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder with Alex Newman. And this is almost unbelievable, though. You know, you remember when you would worry about, oh, my goodness, my kid got a C minus or a D. Ooh, a D. Well, there might be more to worry about now because, you know, we were talking about the one case. And in Minnesota, the school district actually helped get this minor child an irreversible sex change, unbeknownst to the parents and against their stated wishes. Now there's a lawsuit, but guess what? As Alex says, the boy's surgically removed genitals are never coming back. And let me ask you this, parent, if you're kind of concerned, did you vote for Obama? Well, the Obama administration had an unconstitutional guidance, didn't they, Alex?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, this story is one of those, again, where you hear about it and you think that has got to be fake news. You know, we've been so conditioned to, when we hear about what's really going on, to think, oh, that must be fake news. But unfortunately, it's not fake news. You have a government school in the state of Minnesota took a child, defying what the parents said, took the child to go have a quote-unquote sex change. I mean, it's obviously not a real sex change because you can't do that, but, you know, not to get too graphic about it, but they chopped off the boy's, you know, parts and put him on a bunch of heavy drugs, opioids, and said, hey, now you're a girl. Congratulations. And, you know, now the parents are suing, but what good is a lawsuit? They can't put that back on there. I mean, this kid is now going to be scarred for life, and he now has a 20 or 30 times higher risk of suicide. And for what? It's just, it's so sick. And this is what's happening in government schools all over America, Chuck.
Yeah, and there's another one here that the Christian teacher, Peter Vlaming, West Point High School, West Point, Virginia, he says there that our teachers are now being fired, prosecuted for refusing to play along with the delusions or confused or attention-seeking children. Wow. And is this also, yeah, it is, about the teacher refusing to refer to a girl using the male pronoun. My goodness. You know, that would be like Alex Newman, the new American, and all of a sudden he identifies, I am President Alex Newman, right? Yeah. And so now you're...
Go ahead, Chuck.
Oh, no, I know what I got to do. I got to change it. He is now President Ms. Alexa Newman. Yeah, there we go.
But yeah, and as strange as all this sounds, this is now becoming the norm in public schools. I mean, you now have teachers demanding that students call them Mix instead of Miss. You know, I'm Mix Smith. You now have children demanding that teachers call them these weird pronouns, you know, their or they, when it's a singular person, because they identify as multiple genders or no genders or whatever. And when the teachers refuse, you know, and any Christian teacher or Jewish teacher or, you know, any teacher who believes in objective reality and doesn't want to encourage dangerous delusions would say, no, you know, you're a boy. I'm not going to call you a girl. That's crazy. This teacher tried to be accommodating and said, you know, I'll call you by your name and I won't use any pronouns. That wasn't enough. So this is happening now all over the place. You have states now that are even trying to make it a criminal offense to misgender someone, is the term, right? So if you call someone by a gender that they don't identify with. You know, you can see where this leads. You can see what's happening in Canada. You can see what's happening in Sweden and in Britain. It's absolute societal insanity, and it has now firmly infected our public schools all over this country. It started in California and Illinois and Massachusetts, but this is now filtering down even to, you know, small rural public schools in Oklahoma and Montana.
Boy, and you know, 50 years ago, you'd probably get shot. You know, say, hey, I want to suggest a bang. Boy, that guy, where'd he come from? And then you got New York schools. They were caught giving out children handbooks, sex change, surgery. And what was it? Relationships that included multiple partners. You know, it sounds like you're hiring nothing but, you know, what is the word I'm looking for? Abnormal? If that's not the correct word. Anyway, they're not the right teachers to be teaching the young children, put it that way. Let's talk about drag queens. This is kindergarten, listener. Yeah, kindergarten, elementary schools. They got the drag queen story hour. Wow, that sounds interesting, and it has nothing to do with automobiles. I guess the kids were really excited, some of the boys. Yeah, we're going to talk about the drag queens. Okay.
And boy, Kings? Were they disappointed when a guy wearing a dress and demon horns walked in and started reading them stories about LGBT worms. Yeah. But no, in all seriousness, you know, Chuck, this is, again, I sound like a broken record. You read these headlines and you think, that has got to be fake news. There's no way a guy in a dress and a demon costume walked in and read stories to 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old children about the homosexual marriage and transgenderism and this kind of stuff. But this is now happening all over the country. This is even happening in the Bible Belt, in the Heartland, in rural schools, in Ohio and Colorado.
Colorado, okay, hold it right there. Do you remember the name of the drag queen in Colorado that you wrote about?
Jessica Lahore.
Jessica Lahore, yes, drag queen, Colorado. Won't be playing for the Broncos for at least about 4 years, and then that'll have to be lawsuit because the drag queen didn't get to be the wide receiver, okay? I just go in there for some reason. I don't know. But and
it's
then,
so crazy,
yeah, and then you say when you reported on the story about an online swarm of LGBT activists unleash hatred and encourage suicide under the guise of standing against intolerance, they were after you, or they were just so upset what you were writing about that it was time to commit suicide? Is that what I'm getting from that?
No, they came after me. I reported on We were one of the first ones to report on this Jessica Lahore. They brought him in at a Colorado middle school. So these are, you know, 11-year-old kids. They brought in a drag queen, a man dressed in a woman's costume, to teach the children about career day. How, hey, you could be a fabulous drag queen for your career. And this Jessica Lahore, and so I wrote a story about this and questioned whether it was appropriate. I kind of half-jokingly said it wasn't clear whether they brought in prostitutes and hitmen and other representative careers of their diverse community. And, man, it was crazy. They started swarming my Facebook page, telling me that I should kill my, you know, that's how tolerant they are. You should kill yourself if you don't think it's appropriate to have a man dressed in woman's clothing named Jessica Lahore come in and teach children that they should want to be, you know, grow up to be drag queens.
Well, I'll tell you. And then you say, let me put it this way. Some people are saying that we should not have a Department of Education. All right. You know, people said we ought to get rid of that. We should have never had it in the beginning. But then you're thinking, well, no, with the Department of Education, perhaps they would keep anything that's going to go crazy, you know, from happening. But apparently the Department of the Education still with the government, and the government's doing this because more than, here's another part of this article from Alex Newman, more than 50,000 government schools were exposed giving children access to hardcore pornography. 50,000 schools. Could it be that perhaps one of them's in your area? Wow, 50,000.
Yeah, and you know, people need to research this themselves. There's this company called EBSCO Information Services, and they purport to provide access to a database of information to schools so that the children can access it. And this is supposed to be curated, right? So you have actual people making actual decisions about what to include in here and what to not include. And a school board member in the state of Utah, a state school board member, emailed me a username and a password I could use to access this. It was horrifying, Chuck. They had, fiction stories encouraging incest. They had absolutely horrifying graphic pornographic material, instructions on how to do things that you can't mention on the radio because they're so disgusting and perverted. And this is being made available to elementary school children, and it would be very easy for them to come across. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't have to type in perverted things to come across these things. They just pop up when you're doing routine searches. And nobody can suggest that this is actually the National Center for Stopping Child Exploitation. They put this company on their list of the Dirty Dozen for grooming and facilitating the exploitation of children, the sexual exploitation of children. And this is a company that has access to 50,000 government schools across this country, and you can bet there's one near you.
Well, EBSCO, Information Services, all right? EBSCO. Orange County, California. School officials declared that all children must be exposed to material that discusses gender, gender identity, gender expression, sexual orientation, and more. And boy, I bet you anything, Alex, that more and more is, has a lot to do with the different things we've talked about today.
It does. They've made perfectly clear that parents may not opt their children out of this. It is against the law for you to say, hey, no, I don't want my kindergartner being taught that they should have multiple sexual partners and experiment with fornication and anal sex and all kinds of crazy things like that. You cannot opt them out of that under California law.
Well, and then you might ask yourself, and I know that you've already written it, is the brainwashing working? Go to California again, Los Angeles, right? 25% of the children aged 12 to 17, this is in L.A., now classify themselves as gender nonconforming.
Yeah, that's the whole state of California, Chuck. The University of California at Los Angeles did a study. They surveyed children 12 to 17. They found that 27% of them now self-identify as gender nonconforming, which means, you know, if you're a boy, you don't consider yourself a boy, or if you're a girl, you don't consider yourself a girl. And this is across the entire state, and you have now similar figures coming out with the homosexuality. You now have I think it's almost 15% of children across America identify as LGBT. It was 11% just a few years ago. And, mm-hmm. you know, when I was a kid, it was like 1 in 100 maximum. And, you know, this is just getting out of control. And so clearly what they're doing is working, right? Their goal is to promote more of this, and they are doing it very, very successfully.
Well, and worldwide, yep. You know, you can tell, by the way, the on the street interviews, and I mentioned this before, whenever you listen to them, go out and ask a couple of pretty simple questions, and the answers they get, and you know the kids have been dumbed down. But Alex says there's a global effect now, too, that the madness is now worldwide. In 2018, the UN Education Scientific and Culture Organization, UNESCO, boy, we've mentioned that a few times, haven't we? Anyway, education standards for use in every school in every country and every earth, on earth, beginning in kindergarten at age 5. That's where they start their comprehensive sexuality education. Age 5. Wow. Boy, you catch them that young. Pardon me?
People can read this document right on UNESCO's webpage.
Wow. You know, and you say the full-blown assault on parental rights and traditional morality could devastate a generation of young people.
It will. You know, the consequences of this, people aren't looking at the long term. You know, what's going to happen as all these kids grow up? They're not going to be having families as we understood the concept of families. That means values are not going to be transmitted from generation to generation. What's happening here is a calculated strategic assault on truth, on the family, on the foundations of our civilization. I mean, the foundation of our society is the family, right? It's the family unit that makes up the building block of our civilization. And this is now being deliberately, strategically, and very effectively undermined. The consequences are going to be absolutely catastrophic. Mm-hmm. It's unprecedented in human history for something like this to happen. And it is going to end in disaster.
Let me give you two ages here. We got a couple of minutes for the break, listener. Talking about sexual pleasure, beginning before they're even turned 10 years of age, at 9, the guidelines call for children to describe male and female responses to sexual stimulation. Also at 9 years of age, they're taught that masturbation is fine, but it should be done in private. The standards encourage fornication, sexual relationships outside of marriage. Among children, too, painting traditionally morality as the old-fashioned and wrong. Wow. By 12 years old, they're expected to believe that various forms of sodomy are pleasurable, less likely to result in infection than regular sex. Wow.
Yep. And again, people should go read this for themselves, Chuck. I always tell people, don't take my word for this, because I realize that some of this sounds just too outrageous to believe. So yes. What I've done is I've made the entire document available. It's available on UNESCO's website, and people can go read for themselves what the UN's education agency wants to teach to your children and to every child on this planet. You will be shocked.
And you wonder why a lot of wise people say, let's get out of the UN. And you know the unfortunate thing, Alex, is that, you know, you could withdraw from this right now, today, while you and I are talking about it. UNESCO, and we say, we're out of that program, but I think the door has already been opened, hasn't it?
It has, that's right, and you know, we did withdraw from UNESCO. Trump did get us out of that monstrosity, but this has already infected all of our schools. You know, the cat's out of the bag. The train has already left the station, so now we're out of UNESCO, but UNESCO's programs, UNESCO's ideology, you know, all of this has already infiltrated our schools. Arne Duncan, Obama's education secretary, bragged that UNESCO was his global partner in this creation of green global citizens. They were bragging about this, and it's in schools all over America and all over the world now.
It's for the children, and that's why sometimes it takes a village to raise the children. Yeah. Be careful of the idiots. Idiots with an S. All right. Alex Newman going to be back. We'll be wrapping things up. He's a regular contributor to The New American. We are discussing this article, Government Schools Are Sexualizing, Perverting, and Confusing Children. And it's in the edition of The New American magazine. You'll find it on the link at newamerican.com. Be right back.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Hey, Lorraine, do you realize that your mother, my mother-in-law, Chef Maria, has been serving Las Vegas since 1949?
Yes, I do, Dennis. That's when she first met Howard Hughes, who fell in love with her cooking.
And in 1955, she opened her first restaurant on Fremont Street.
Yes, dear. And another great customer was Liberace.
Wow. Then in 1962, while Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack were causing global excitement on the Las Vegas Strip, your family opened their second restaurant.
And in 1972, Elvis Presley began electrifying Las Vegas audiences and eating in our restaurants.
You know, Lorraine, this is quite a town. There's only one Las Vegas.
And there's only one Bootlegger Italian Bistro.
Folks, when you're in Las Vegas, come visit us. We'll make you feel like you're part of our family.
The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, conveniently located at 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard, South Strip. Visit our website at www.bootleggerlasvegas.com.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN, my guest Alex Newman, co-author of the book Crimes of the Educators, How Utopians Are Using Government Schools to Destroy America's Children. And you can read that book, get a copy at superstores.wnd.com. That's superstores.wnd. And in this magazine article, there's no age limit. At age five, children are expected to define gender and biological sex, and listen to this part, and describe how they are different. They are also expected to express respect. Got that? They are expected to express respect for homosexual parenting. Or else. Boy, you just wait for, I wonder if they ever put on there, or else.
Yeah, right. And, you know, there really is an or else attached to this. You know, they're now at the point where they're bullying and terrorizing students. Actually, I did an interview with a school board member in Wisconsin, and this is available on YouTube for people who want to see it. He said they had two children in their school district who committed suicide as a result of this homosexual bullying. The two children were Christians. They declined to participate in this, pro-homosexual day. You know, all the kids mm-hmm. are supposed to wear these little rainbow things on their clothes. And these two children declined. And so not only were the students bullying them and terrorizing them, but the teachers and the faculty at the schools, too. And these kids finally killed themselves. And the school board member just wanted to get their stories out. And then the ACLU started threatening him because he mentioned Jesus in his speeches. It's just unbelievable where this is all going. They're not messing around. You know, the or else is really serious. They now have all these plans for behavioral interventions if you don't agree with their ideology. It's getting really bad, Chuck, and that's why we say to parents, you got to get your kids out of this. You must protect your children from this, or you're going to lose not just your children, but again, your country and your freedom as well.
Yeah, and you say the UN manual also indoctrinates children to fight against discrimination based on gender identity, sexual orientation. The children are explicitly taught to question and reject their parents' values and beliefs on sex and marriage. Have you got that? Boy, I mean, there's just unbelievable.
It is. It really is. And there's so much more, too. So, you know, they're deliberately dumbing down the kids. You can prove this objectively. So I hope people will go out and get a copy of this special report. Again, you can waive the shipping and handling if you use the promo code EDUCATE19. And if you agree that this is just critical to get this information out, we hope you'll order 10 or 100 or 1,000. Give one to your pastor, to your neighbor, to anybody you know who has kids or grandkids, because again, you know, we're going to be losing our children. The numbers show it. The data shows it. This is not sustainable, and we got to sound the alarm.
Well, and when I look at this line, that the children should acknowledge that their values may differ from their parents or guardians. Okay, in other words, just do what you feel, but mainly I guess it's do what we tell you is normal for you, so that, wow. Well, Alex, every time you have something fantastic, and I appreciate it very much, sir. Alex Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N. Look forward to our next visit.
Thank you so much, Chuck.
All right. And title, Government Schools Are Sexualizing, Perverting, Confusing Children, and so many disturbing articles in this magazine. All right. Hey, thank you very much, Tomas. And above all, thank you for listening.